Concealed carry licenses in Florida are limited. Places like bars, courtrooms, even career centers are set aside as gun-free zones. But Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers is taking aim at a different area, public universities.
Can you see this?
I have actually seen that.
Evers invited Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube to introduce the bill. And during his presentation, Evers holds up a sheet of paper for Stube to see.
This is for Florida State campus, and within the close proximity of walking, there's 130 sexual offenders or predators that lives around our campus. If I had an 18-year-old daughter, I would want her to have a concealed carry.
And NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer reiterated his point.
The plain truth is campuses are not safe. They are gun-free zones where murderers, rapists, terrorists, crazies may commit crime without fear of being harmed by their victims.
A handful of students from organizations like Students for Concealed Carry at FSU voiced similar concerns. But by and large, students appearing at the hearing were opposed to bringing more guns to campus. And opposition is thick within Florida's campus community. The Board of Governors, the administrative body at the head of Florida's public universities, spoke out against the bill last week. They were joined by university police chiefs and all 12 universities in arguing that removing the concealed carry prohibition could create new challenges in ensuring campus safety. And Marjorie Sanfilippo, a psychology professor and associate dean of faculty at Eckerd College, says campuses aren't anywhere near as dangerous as some suggest.
According to the FBI, in the 14 years from 2000 to 2013, there were 160 active shooter situations in the U.S. Only 12 occurred on college campuses. With more than 7,000 campuses in the U.S., these data indicate that less than 1/100th of 1% of college campuses had an active shooter in any given year. Although one situation is one too many, there's no evidence that allowing concealed carry on campus would prevent it.
The Senate Criminal Justice Committee put the matter to a vote, and it passed 3-2, with Chairman Evers and the two other Republicans at the table voting in support. The bill has now passed its first hurdle in both chambers. Three committees remain before it hits the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.